This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Politicians on TikTok, smart strategy or communication trap? When politicians ditch the press and go direct. What happened? Nevada political candidates are increasingly bypassing traditional media interviews in favour of TikTok and other short-form video platforms to reach voters. Instead of sitting down with journalists who ask hard questions, these candidates are crafting their own content on their own terms. The shift represents a fundamental change in how political figures choose to control their message and their audience. The communication angle. Picture a candidate standing in their kitchen, phone propped against a coffee mug, talking directly into the camera about water rights. No anchor interrupting. No follow-up question they didn't see coming. Just them, their message, and a few hundred thousand people who chose to watch. That image tells you everything about why this trend is exploding, and why it is both brilliant and dangerous at the same time. The core communication principle here is audience ownership. When you sit down with a journalist, you are a guest in their house. They set the agenda. They control the frame. When you post your own video, you own the room entirely. That kind of control is seductive, and for candidates who struggle under pressure or who have been burned by hostile coverage, it feels like a lifeline. But here is what these candidates are trading away without realizing it. Credibility is built through friction. When a voter watches a candidate handle a tough, unexpected question with grace and honesty, trust goes up. When they only ever see a candidate in controlled, soft-lit, self-edited moments, the subconscious alarm bell starts ringing. People know when they are only getting half the picture, even if they cannot name exactly why they feel that way. TikTok also demands a very specific skill compression. You have 60 seconds to land a position that a policy wonk could spend 20 minutes explaining. The candidates doing this well are not dumbing things down. They're cutting to the bone. They open with the sharpest version of their point, skip the setup entirely, and leave the viewer with one clear feeling. That is elite communication. Most candidates are not doing it that way. They are rambling into a phone and calling it a strategy. The real win is not choosing TikTok over interviews. The real win is being strong enough on both. Use short-form video to set your frame and reach new audiences. Then use interviews to prove you can defend that frame under pressure. One without the other leaves a hole that opponents and skeptics will absolutely find. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on controlling your frame before someone else does gives you a practical framework for deciding when to go direct with your audience and when to embrace the accountability of a live and scripted exchange. Both moves are powerful. Knowing which one serves you in a given moment is the skill most people never develop. The takeaway. Before you record your next direct-to-audience video, whether it is TikTok, LinkedIn, or a company update, write down the one sentence you want your viewer to remember when the video ends. Not the topic, not the theme, the single sentence. Record the video only when every word in it is pulling toward that sentence. If a line does not serve it, cut the line. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.